Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Ramona, especially since you were at that game the other night, I definitely want to just kind of back up and get some impressions of the Warriors. And why don't I ask it this way? Very well discussed the idea of the Warriors' age. Do you buy or sell the idea that the Warriors are too old this year?
I think they're fine. I'm one of those true. I really was impressed with Will Richard. I was impressed with Kuminga. You haven't even seen Moody yet. Pods was good. Like, they have a younger group that's going to be really good for them. And I think, you know, yeah, they, you know, Steph is older, Jimmy's older, Draymond older, Al Horford. I mean, he's like, I go so far back with Al. I'm like, Al, who's older, you or me? No, I am. I was like, Al, I'm about the only person in this room who makes you feel young, huh? He's like, yeah, like, because I covered him in Florida when he was winning national titles there. It's a good mix of young and old in that locker room. And I think that, Steph is just such an incredible weapon, guys. Like, he changes everything. I'm getting out of my Uber now as I'm answering your question.
Okay.
Steph is just such a, in case you hear beeps and stuff. He's just such an incredible weapon for them. Like, Jimmy said it exactly correct when he said the other night, I got the easy job because Steph just creates so much gravity and so much problems for everybody that all I have to do is just get open. You know, I'm open. Like, everybody's just paying attention to Steph. And somebody from the Lakers told me this the other day, and I thought this was really smart and a good way to look at it. Said, you know, the thing about Steph is when you guard him, he's playing behind the defense. Like, you can't see him. Everybody else, they you can see him. Like, Jokic, you can see him. But Steph, like, he's just behind the defense, and all you know is that he's out there. Like, he's like a shark underneath the water. He's out there somewhere, but we don't know what he's going to do, where he's going to pop up, and that creates this sort of danger and that feeling where no defense ever really feels comfortable out there with him. And Jimmy Butler is so dang smart, he knows how to benefit from it.
He's smart, and you got Al, as you mentioned. You talk about Florida. That's actually where I met Willard when that Final Four was happening,
yep.
And that feels like 25 years ago.
Long time ago.
It almost is 25
right.
years ago. But I wonder about your thought. Yeah, seriously, we all were a lot younger, Ramona. Kuminga, you got to see him first game of the year. How much do you think that fit that we saw one night in, I know it's a small sample, but how much of that do you think can be sustainable to where they want to keep him?
I mean, he is doing all the right things and saying all the right things right now. I don't know how much of that is just being on his best behavior now that he's got $25 million a year coming to him, you know, and feeling taken care of. But I do think a lot of it is because, you know, I mean, you can just tell Draymond went on a 3-minute soliloquy, you know, I mean, a monologue about how I want Jonathan to hear all this, right? I mean, I was wondering how he'd be received by his teammates after, you know, he kind of put everybody through a lot of unnecessary, I mean, I don't want to say it's unnecessary. He got, you know, maybe he needed to go through that to see what he really, what his market value was, et cetera. But, you know, he ended up with the same offer that was, had been on the table basically the whole time, right? So it wasn't all that, you know, all that impactful, and it was a lot of noise, but he, you know, he clearly believes he can still be a number one guy, and you know, that whether that's in Golden State or they just making it look good so that he could, yeah, he can trade him later. I don't know, but right for one night, at least he did all of the little things. Like you would think if all he's trying to do is pump up his value, he would just score a lot, but he did a lot more than score. That's what everybody was remarking on, his 6 assists, making the, you know, those tough rebounds, the way he played defense on Luka. I know Luka had like literally 43 points, but in, you know, he played really well on him that he didn't have to, that they didn't have to double. So I think, you know, that's really important as they go forward that this year. But let's give it a little larger sample size before we make any declarations.
Ramona, you're awesome for squeezing us in. Have a safe flight. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
You got it. I know. This is early for me, man. My flight's at 6, and I'm here at 5:03 at Burbank. And I'm
God.
Like, man, what am I going to do the whole time?
I know.
I'm just going to sit
yep.
here?
I had
like,
you
I used to get here 29 minutes before my flight, you know?
Yeah. 5:36 and pay one of them little scooters
you know,
to ride you to the airport?
Yeah, it's an Alaska flight, so you can't get here. It's not Southwest. So I got to get here a little early, you know? So.
Yeah, you find a Cinnabon or, you know, something of that ilk.
Yeah, Burbank Airport, we don't have much here. It's just, you just kind of walk in, you know?
Oh, great point.
Really, yeah, it's not much here. So,
yeah.
All right,
outdoor,
guys, I'll see you soon.
Outdoor luggage carousel right. in Burbank. Thanks for
I had to bring a jacket. We're going to the rain in Portland tomorrow.
There it
all
is.
All right, y'all. Have a good game tonight.
Okay.
Thanks, Ramona.
Good flight. There it is. Ramona Shelburne, ESPN, joining us on Willard and Dibs on her way up to Gambling Headquarters USA.
Yeah, Portland and Warriors, but she's not really going up there for the game.
No,
I wonder if she'll actually take in the game while she's there.
But, I would think.
And
yeah.
And I encourage all of you, if you're into reading indictments, as I am, and you go through and you read some of the things that he's being accused of, he's clearly not the centerpiece of the indictment. And I just want to run through some of these nicknames, Mark, because that to me was the most hilarious part.
Do it.
You've got, these are all people who are being charged in the indictment surrounding an illegal poker game. You've got Spanish G, Lou okay. App, Flapper Poker, also known as Flappy, Maddie, also known as The Wrestler, Spook, Juice, Black Tony, Sugar, Albanian Bruce or Big Bruce, H, the guy's name is Horatio, that makes sense. Jonathan Chan, also known as Screwly and Stanley. D. Jones, Damon Jones goes by D. Jones.
Yep.
John South. Kurt, Doc, Black Rob, Pookie, and Jay. I mean, tell me that you're not in organized crime without telling me you're in organized crime. Some great nicknames in there.
I don't know any of those dudes.
Me either.
Yeah, I don't know any of those dudes.
Right. He did the legal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he did the legal.
Yeah. Thanks, Lucas.
He's throwing up the L.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us.
There you go. There you go. Or maybe he's telling you you're going to lose your pick tonight.
Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah.
The pick is in.
Yeah.
You take the Chargers and you lay the 3. Kukush.
Yeah. Chargers -3 is the pick as we approach Thursday night football.
Yeah.
But we're approaching something else. A couple other things, in fact, that we want to tell you all about. So buckle up because we got a pow-pow. We got a 1-2 punch of major announcements to pass along to you, especially you Warrior fans, right here tonight as we get ready for the home opener against the Nuggets on Willard and Dibs and the home of the Warriors, 95.7 The Game. Are you ready?
I'm ready, dog.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, announcement one. The 2025 Warriors Summit is here, and it will be 2 weeks from today. That's Tuesday, November 6th, and the location will be Live Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill.
Thursday, right? 2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from today. The reeds are messed up, and I totally did a Will Ferrell. Thursday, November 6th.
Go find yourself, San Diego.
God. Stay classy and join us on Thursday, November 6th. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. And you know the deal for the summits. That's all of us together, all six hosts, discussing yet another Warrior season. And by then, we'll have almost 3 weeks of Warrior basketball to react to, so we cannot wait to do that. So we will do it a little bit differently this time, in that we're not going to do a preview of the season because 9 basketball games will have already happened. Give it a little bit of a different flavor, something to chew on before we sit down with all of you. You know the summit. That's me and Dibs from 2 to 4. And then our brethren show up. And from 4 to 6, it is the full group, the Warriors Summit, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Great prizes to give away. Drink specials at Jack's. Jack's is absolutely awesome. You'll love it. Your chance to meet all of us, our chance to meet all of you. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, Thursday, November 6th, Warriors Summit 2025. We will see you there.
I love it, and I really enjoy the fact that it's going to be already into the season, because we will have some stuff to talk about.
Yeah, man.
Some look ahead, some look back, some how you doing. Thursday, November 6th. 2 weeks from today.
I heard that it's a Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday, November 6th.
Yeah.
All right.
There you have it.
Okay, that's announcement one.
That's big, but announcement two is even bigger.
Well, I mean, do you want to sit with that for just a second? Like,
no.
Do you want to let that breathe for 38 seconds? The Warriors Summit, 2 weeks from tonight, and another chance to gather everybody and find also, like, we're trying, I hope you can tell, we're trying to get to as many parts of the Bay Area as possible. We know that 4 to 6 on weeknights, it's not easy to get sometimes from point A to point B. It was great to be down in San Jose, Santa Clara last time for the Niners Summit. Now we're heading out to Pleasant Hill, and we can't wait to see that group out there.
We've done a Walnut Creek. We've done a San Ramon. We did a San Leandro, also known as the Dro. We did a San Jose, and now we're doing a Pleasant Hill.
Yeah.
And there's another one I'm leaving out. My memory is...
Hello, Fremont.
Oh, that's right.
Hello.
Hello. Sorry about that.
Fremont Bank.
Full service
if
banking,
you're looking
no
for
memory.
A new voice.
Way back
anyway.
Of all my people. Here for you, here
Hello.
For good. I had it first. Yeah,
all right,
boy,
all
that
right.
got awkward.
Now we let that one breathe. I called it Tuesday. You forgot Fremont. Let's lick our wounds. Get back on the horse.
Okay.
Here comes announcement number two. Ladies and gentlemen of the 95.7 The Game audience, we are beyond excited, honored, thrilled to announce that our partnership with the Golden State Warriors is continuing for the foreseeable future. The Warriors and 95.7 The Game have signed a multi-year contract extension, allowing us the privilege and the joy of serving as the flagship radio station for the Golden State Warriors. This is already our 10th year of this incredibly successful partnership, a decade in, and we hope it continues for a long, long time beyond that. So here we are. What a perfect night to announce this partnership extension, because tonight is a perfect snapshot of how wonderful this partnership is. We get to be out here. This is the second time this week that we're out here. The Warriors, a first-class organization. They offer the fan base continued competition and relevance, and runs through the playoffs every single year. It's been great for us. It's been great for them. It continues. We love this stuff, and I'm excited to be doing it for another year right here.
Fantastic news, and I'm glad you broke it. You caught me flat-footed with the 10th year.
10 years,
you
dude.
You know how these years, they be clipping by pretty fast, but 10 years, I remember when the news broke that we were going to have the Warriors, and it feels like yesterday. Now 10 years in, Tim Roy is in his 31st season doing play-by-play. You got Tom Tolbert on the home games on the radio. You got Warriors Roundtable Weekly with Kevin Dana and, hello, fellas, Gary St. Jean. Steve Kerr is going to be on weekly with you and I. And so all the good stuff that is around the game broadcasts, it all continues. We got a good weekend show as well. So, yeah, multi-year extension. Warriors, 95.7 The Game, synonymous.
No question about it. Yep. One without the other does not make sense.
Nope.
And everybody continues to be on the same page there. And so we keep rocking with the Warriors. We're going to do our absolute best to continue to hit home runs for all of you and bring you the inside out, the best that we're able of everything that is Golden State Warrior related. That means nights like tonight. That means nights like 2 weeks from now when we'll be out in Pleasant Hill and bringing you the Warrior Summit.
Yeah, and this is the team. And the Niners are phenomenal. The Giants are awesome. And right now, it's Warriors season we're entering into. And you look around the bar, and I'm looking straight across, and you've got a young woman who is stepping up to get a drink, and she's got a Curry jersey on.
Yeah.
And you walk out to the plaza, Thrive City, there's Curry jerseys, there's Draymond, there's Jimmy Butler. We are in the golden age for this team, and, you know, it's not going to last forever. You and I talked about it on Tuesday and how I'm just going to really just bask in all of it and try not to get too high or too low. You got 81 more of these regular season games, hopefully a deep playoff run, and for all you Warrior fans out there, this is the place where you get all your Warrior content. 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, it sure is. And that's what we've been doing all day. And we're going to continue to do that for the next 47 minutes until we hand the baton to Grandy so he can take over for Warriors Live and count you down to the tip-off. Because freaking Jokic is in town.
Yeah.
Jokic is in town. I mean, like, I do think that you get that win on Tuesday night and it sort of lulls you into that, like, okay, like, the Warriors are what we hoped they would be, right? And it's just one night. But, man, like, where does it go from here if they were to win tonight? If they were to go up against
2-0, Mark.
Yeah, no, but it's bigger than that, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's only a basketball game, but I think that no matter what, no matter what your sport is and no matter what the situation is, when you get that first crack at one of the other opponents in your league that you know is going to be a problem all year long and is a measuring stick and all that. And the Nuggets can look at it that way too. The Warriors are no slouch. So this is a big, big time, big boy matchup. And I can only think that the confidence and the excitement level for the fan base is going to only go up from here if they were to come out and have another impressive showing tonight.
Yeah, and I even would carry that forward to the team as well. Not that they're ever going to be lacking for confidence, but when you get a game against the Lakers with no LeBron, you're kind of thinking...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know, right, this is a good time to get them. Not that we should win. The NBA is never really about that. But it's more tonight. Denver comes in fully rested. It's their first game of the year.
Right,
they will be the only team at tip time yet to play basketball. Indiana is playing right now, their first game of the year. Denver will be the last team to tip off their season, and it'll be tonight. So even for the Warriors, where you understand there's 82 of them and game two is never going to be a must win or any of those
No.
However, it's a nice early look at what do you have? Because Denver, as Mark Spears was laying out, and he starts ticking off all those names, and I was like, ooh, I forgot they had Valanciunas.
Valanciunas, Tim Hardaway.
Cam Johnson.
Sure, Cam Johnson. Yeah, like it's a new look, and quite frankly, I think more intuitive and less annoying group, mainly because Russell Westbrook's not on it. But like he goes through all those acquisitions, and then he gives you the whapa of like, oh, don't forget, Aaron Gordon is still on the team.
Yeah.
And if there's one player in the Western Conference who I think has been just impossible for the Warriors to deal with, it's actually not Jokic. Jokic is Jokic. We get that he's going to get
like
his.
Luka.
Right. But like Aaron Gordon has been a consistent problem for the Golden State Warriors the last few years. Be interesting to see with a couple of new bodies now to throw at the front court from the Warriors' perspective if they can kind of shuffle the deck and have it look a little different.
Yeah, and if you are a fan of Jonathan Kuminga and you fancy what he could possibly be as a pro, it's Aaron Gordon. And if Jonathan Kuminga could like be Aaron Gordon, I'm not saying that he is going to be that overnight, but I look at the way Aaron Gordon has evolved. He's developed into a good three-point shooter. Not great. He's an unbelievably athletic, tough defender. He can guard 2 through 5. He's the kind of versatile wing that every team would want. And then you look at Kuminga, and through one game, you think, yeah, that's the JK you want. And you think about Aaron Gordon, similarly, he's a guy who's had that kind of a career where he fills up the box score and he plays winning basketball.
I don't hate the comp. He's obviously a much bulkier guy than Jonathan Kuminga.
6'8", 235.
Yeah, I don't think Jonathan's ever going to have bulk like that. He's not that thick. But then again, he's still really young. Let's see what he becomes. I don't hate the comp in terms of the athleticism that Gordon has and the all-around game that he has. He's a good passer. He's a good rebounder. He has taken his shot to be able to go from inside to outside. I hear you. If that's the target kind of comp for Jonathan Kuminga, I think those are great goals. There's no doubt.
And last year, Aaron Gordon, 43.6% from three-point land.
Yep.
And that's,
he was great last year.
He's 33 for his career, but if you look at his trajectory, he's been mostly going up with his three-point shot combined with the athleticism, and he still has probably one of my top five favorite moments of a high school kid that I covered. I was doing the state championship game at Old Arco Arena.
Whoop.
He goes up, and he scores. He gets an and one. And as he spills into the crowd, it's his own student section, Archbishop Mitty, and one of his classmates holds up a sign with a Sharpie. He grabs the pen, scratches out an autograph, and goes and hits the free throw. And at the time, I'm like, look at this kid.
Look at this freaking guy.
Then he goes to Arizona and then to the pros, and it's like, yeah, the kid does not lack for confidence. So, yeah, Kuminga, go be Aaron Gordon.
That's all. Just go be Aaron Gordon.
No pressure.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what. We're talking out Warrior basketball the night of the opener on 95.7 The Game, which is presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. You want to talk Warrior basketball with us right now? We're wide open for you the rest of the way. 888-957-9570 is the number. And again, what I'm looking for tonight, and not just tonight, what I'm looking for in a general sense, this is a little bit in the weeds, a little intricate. I know we see game one and we go, oh, Kuminga did this, and Buddy Hield hit five threes, and Jimmy Butler was a stabilizing presence, and that's kind of the individual by individual breakdown of what we're seeing. I'm looking at something that, for me, needs to be a more overarching part of Warrior basketball going forward, and that is not asking Steph Curry to be Superman. And that's what I thought the collective on Tuesday night was. Steph could play a game where he just went 3-for-9 from three-point range. It was a very ho-hum, solid but not sparkly game. He didn't have to overdo it with minutes. Yet the rest of the team, whether this is looking at it through the arc of the whole year or even within the game, think about how often we've talked about the non-Steph minutes.
Right.
You know what I noticed the other night? Is that I didn't notice the non-Steph minutes.
Yeah.
They just looked like the Warriors the entire time. And so that, to me, I think, is maybe the number one X's and O's positive that I saw come out of Tuesday night.
It's funny, because as you just were saying that about the non-Steph minutes, I was trying to think about when they were and what that was. And and I couldn't even remember what those were like, because didn't really matter who was out there, other than the first quarter where both teams were mostly terrible and sloppy, and the refs kind of ruined it with all of the ticky-tack calls and the flopping. After that, the Warriors kind of settled in, and it was Jimmy, it was Kuminga. Everybody had a quarter. Kuminga in the third quarter was awesome, and then Buddy Hield just got absolutely white hot. And then you needed a little bit of Steph late to seal it, but there was a lot of Jimmy. It was a lot of different players contributing. And, yeah, what you said about Steph is, you know, it was kind of a second gear, third gear night for him. You didn't need him to bail you out. And the more of those games you can have, the better you'll be in the long term.
Well, I know that, again, this is always something that gets weaponized when you do it in a small sample, but plus minus, I think it matters over a period of months, maybe even a period of weeks. It does not matter over one night, but it is something that is an interesting metric when it comes to something like Steph, because when you have had times in the past where the Warriors have had to lean on him so heavily, when you see what happens in the playoffs last year, he leaves and boom, they're incapable of winning a game. Now, look at what happened on Tuesday night. Steph was only plus one. That's it. He was just, the Warriors were up by one with Steph on the court. That means, by definition, the Warriors were up by nine when he was not on the court.
Right.
That's an important metric coming out of that game, I think.
Yeah, and that's always something I kind of came up with last year in my own head. It's kind of relative plus minus. It's what were you relative to the team? If you are a plus six and the team loses by 10, you were 16 points better than the team. That, to me, is more important than you were plus six and the team won by six. And, you know, Steph was a plus one and the team was 9 points better without him. Now, this is a small sample, you're
sure,
right, but you can see a pattern develop over time. And this is one reason why Steve Kerr loves pods, because pods last year was like a plus 260 for the year. It tended to be, when he played, and I don't know what pods was in the opener.
Plus 13.
I mean, when he's out there, the team tends to play well.
Yeah, he was only bettered by Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green. Those were the only two players on the roster who had a better plus-minus than Brandon Pajemski.
Yeah, and when you look at it over one game, and maybe I'm just doing this to defend Will Richard, but most people look at Will Richard and you think, he played great.
I thought he played great.
And he was a minus 13?
Minus 11.
Yeah.
Which was a team low.
In like 8 minutes or whatever he played.
14 minutes, minus 11.
Right.
Al Horford, 20 minutes, minus 10.
Right.
You know what I mean? Those were the two guys that, again, if you buy into that, they were dragging the Warriors down to the ground.
Yeah.
They were a couple of cabooses, for crying out loud.
Yeah. And this is where you look at it over a longer sample, and this is where Steve Kerr will look at two- and three-man combinations over a longer period of time, and patterns will emerge of, you know, when two or three guys are together and they generally have a negative rating, well, there's something to that. Not in one game, but more like 4 weeks or a month, you know?
No doubt about it, yeah. So I just think it's not that telling if you want to go player by player, but I find it a little bit telling just with that player, Steph Curry, because he's the franchise, because everything revolves around him, and we have seen so many times that when he goes out, the offense suddenly is like, oops, how are we supposed to function? We don't know how to do this. And that very much, again, one game in, that did not happen the other night. To the point where, yeah, I bet if you think back and you go, hey, how'd the Warriors do in the non-Steph minutes? You didn't even notice them. You didn't even notice them. And in fact, you got to the end of the game, and Steve was messing around with lineups a little bit. With 4 minutes to go, I think he rolled the dice and went, I want to see if I can buy these guys some more rest. And he had Draymond and Jimmy over there on the bench. Lakers go on a run, cut it to six. He had to pull them off the bench, and then everything stabilized. But that was the only moment where I even noticed the idea of when stars were on the bench the other night.
Yeah, and that was the one moment where the Lakers cut it to eight, and I was thinking, timeout. And then the Warriors go down, don't score. Lakers scored again, cut it to six, and then he called timeout. And I was thinking, you should have called it earlier. But it didn't slip away, so it wasn't a real factor. But yeah, I do think that you get late in that game, and not that you're tinkering, but, you know, if you can take a 10-point game and make it 16, well, now Jimmy and Draymond, you don't have to go back in. The other side of it is it gets to six, timeout. Sorry, guys. Take off the ice, Draymond, and get back in there. We
exactly.
need
Exactly. Yeah, no, but I do think these next 30 hours or so are going to maybe start to help us at least identify a few trends with this team that we're all looking for. Obviously, like, we're just going to have to deal with this. The simple fact is that the eyes are going to be on Jonathan Kuminga this year to see if it, quote-unquote, fits, and what is his activity, and how is he going about some of the non-scoring aspects of the basketball game. So we'll get that idea. Also, Al Horford plays tonight. Al Horford does not play tomorrow night. They think maybe Moses Moody will play tomorrow night. So we're going to start to get a better idea of who's going to be the starter, what are the rotations, and what do they look like when certain guys are on and off the floor. And if you start to see things happening consistently 2, 3, 4 games into the season, then I think you can ramp that excitement up a little more. It would be wonderful if Jonathan Kuminga went out and had 7-plus rebounds again tonight, and again had more people talking about him in the post-game press conference about how light bulbs have gone on, and that's what we're waiting for. You do that again, and you do it against a team like this with their front court, man, I don't think it's too early to get excited.
Yeah, it's just the engagement, and you're not going to get him to go 5-for-5 in the second half all the time. The three ball looked great. He made mostly all the right plays. He had a couple that you and I talked about early in the game, first half, where it's like, that's probably not one you'd like. Steve Kerr even mentioned it when we talked to him about a couple of the mid-range. Like, you don't want to ever force a 12-footer. There was one that was a fall away from 12. Like, you're not KD. We don't want to take that shot. Later in the half, though, he got to that area. He stopped, and he kicked the ball back for a three-point shot. So beyond him making the right play, it's the little things, such as you mentioned. He had 9 rebounds in that game. Rebounding is effort and attitude, and if you have the athleticism, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to go out and do that. If he gives the effort and he plays 30 minutes or whatever it'll be, you should be able to fall your way into six rebounds at that size with that vertical.
Super interesting also to think back to Mark Spears' visit with us, which was just about an hour and a half ago. If you're just joining us, if you're on your way to the game, I really do suggest you going back on the Odyssey app or on YouTube and take a listen to the 30-minute visit between Mark Spears of ESPN, local guy, everybody knows Mark, right here with us on Willard and Dibs, because I thought he was incredibly revealing. And one of the things that both he and Ramona were talking about was kind of not knowing where Jimmy Butler would be, both mentally and physically. Let's be real. I'm a huge fan of Jimmy Butler. At the same time, when you go back through his history, yes, sometimes it's all working. Sometimes it's not. I don't know why we would have any reason to think that it was not, but you come back for another year, you're another year older. I think you always have to be open for, we're not exactly sure what we're going to see. My God, there is no way that that could have gone any better as far as an opener. And Jimmy Butler, both in terms of X's and O's and in terms of the leadership role that he has decided to take, boy, if Tuesday night was any indication, it does suddenly feel like true contention is not ridiculous.
Yeah, and I do think that the construct here is such to where you're going to have veterans and you've got a stable environment. And so I don't think that you're necessarily going to have the same ability. Even if Jimmy wanted to behave in a certain way or blow up the spot or whatever you think might happen, I don't think it's possible here because of Steve and Stephen, Draymond, and the veterans you have. So I don't think that Jimmy Butler can be in a spot where he's disgruntled. Easy there. He's going to get to play. He got a huge contract, and he's playing around other older OGs. I don't see any way that this could go south. That's all.
Well, there's always a way.
I know, but the typical ways are, I want my money, he's got it. I want my PT,
right.
He's got it.
Right.
I want to play with other people who are grown men, he's got it. I want to play for an organization that is run correctly, he's got it. I don't know what he would want that he can't possibly have. That's all.
I do want to say, as we hit 5:30, half hour away from Warriors Live, hour and a half away from tip-off between the Nuggets and the Warriors tonight, just been handed to us. You should get on over to YouTube right now, youtube.com/957thegame. We have been handed the Warriors home opener hat.
The hat!
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a hat.
I'm hat.
No, you're not, but it's a hat. The Warriors home opener hat is now on my head. It's about to be on Dibs' bald head.
I don't want to mess up my hair.
No, I get it. I get it. You don't want hat head. Luckily, I was already wearing a hat.
Yeah, of course you were.
Yeah, that's weird.
Because it's
anyway,
a day.
Yeah, exactly. It is. It's a day of the week. I've confirmed that.
Some have called it Tuesday.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I tell you what. But anyway, it's a special night. The home opener hat is now on our heads. And if you're on your way down and you've got tickets, because it's the Warriors, it's the home opener, you're going to be treated to some special stuff, okay? LaToya London has got the national anthem tonight. Third quarter, the Warrior dance team is going to perform a special routine celebrating the 40-year anniversary of the team. And all of you Warrior fans, you're going to wear this hat.
Yeah, the first everyone to show up tonight,
right.
You know, the first 1,000 everyone, you get a hat.
You get a hat.
Yeah.
It's like Oprah, man.
Totally.
Look under your seat, and there's a hat.
Yep.
Okay?
You get a hat, and you get a hat. And during halftime, hand-to-hand, we'll perform an acrobatics display on the court. And speaking of halftime entertainers, Red Panda, famous for her unicycle bowl flipping act, apparently she's healthy. She can be back.
Is she back?
She's back.
This year?
I believe so,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, the broken wrist is healed. Red Panda, off the injured list.
The Golden State Warriors tonight start this game on a streak of 565 consecutive sellouts.
Wait, say that again.
565 consecutive sellouts. You fans, you are nut jobs in the most awesome way. 565 consecutive sellouts, a streak that dates back to December 18th. 2012. Okay, so we are now at 13 years of there's never been a seat. 13 years of there's never been a seat at a Warrior game. And again, I know we say this a lot, but for those of you who are, I don't know, at least 40 years old, like, I'm just never gonna not appreciate the hell out of this organization, because we never saw this as even remotely possible. For the Golden State Warriors to be one of the most badass franchises in all of sports, one of the most valuable franchises in all of sports, one of the most followed franchises in all of sports, is still a crazy thought to me. It's still just nuts.
Yeah, and Joe Lacob basically said as much during the Chris Mullin retirement ceremony. He got booed. Many laughed. I was a skeptic. And then at the first championship parade, not the second, the third, or the fourth, under the Lacob era, I went over to Joe and I apologized, man to man. I said, I wasn't there to boo. I was home as a doubting Thomas thinking, who does this guy think he is? I mean, the Warriors have great fans, and every now and again they make the playoffs, which is, you know, worthy of a parade, but he's talking about hanging banners, and now you're running out of room with which to hang said banners.
Yep.
And you mentioned 565 consecutive sellouts. higher or lower, a little preview for tomorrow, higher or lower than 565, Steve Kerr's regular season win total?
As a coach?
Yes.
Higher or lower than Steve Kerr's regular season win total?
Is it higher or lower than 565?
I think Steve's lower. Lucas?
Did someone say higher or lower?
Yeah.
That's tomorrow.
Oh?
It's actually higher. Steve has 568 wins, but, and actually,
I took a shot.
Tomorrow's higher or lower is based on Steve Kerr's regular season win total.
Love it.
Had I not known that this was so close, I would have included it, but now we all know. But that just gives you some perspective on how crazy that is. 565 consecutive.
That's just bananas, yeah. Man. And tomorrow's going to be a ton of fun. It'll be a football Friday. We're getting ready for Niners-Texans. We'll react to tonight's home opener. Maybe get a little in there on the Giants' new manager as well. It's going to be a great Friday and an end to a great week. Not done yet here at Splash at all as we get ready for Warriors and Nuggets here on Willard and Dibs. Let's get out to the phones and go to John in Hayward. Hey, John, we appreciate you. Thank you for the call. What's up?
Hey, fellas, thanks for taking my call. I think just, you know, Chef, he needs to be more of a playmaker, sort of what, you know, Nashter did down in Phoenix with that, you know, 7 seconds or less, and just unlock Kuminga like Sean Mary, and I think it's possible. And if Steve Kerr, you're listening, please run open court drills with this guy. He doesn't need to be scoring and you know, really compromise his health. I think being a playmaker because of his dribbling exhibition and what he does pregame, he's got it. He's, you know, second to none as far as handling the rock. What do you guys think?
Well, John, I'm going to very respectfully disagree with you for this reason, and it's a little bit of an intricate one, but Steph Curry as a scorer, Steph Curry as he approaches a defense in the NBA is what terrifies defenses. As Jimmy Butler put it the other night, the gravity that Steph brings to the court is what allows everyone else around to be open. So, sure, be a playmaker, get others involved. I think he does do that. I don't think there's anything wrong with what you're saying. That's not a bad thing. But if it's at the expense of Steph Curry, the scorer or scoring threat, that's not a good thing. Steph Curry, at least as a scoring threat, is the straw that stirs the drink and makes everything go.
And as far as playmaking goes, you've got a unique playmaker in Draymond Green, who is a point forward a lot. And then you've got Jimmy Butler, who can playmake out of the low post, and he can, you know, playmake when he needs to. So the Warrior team is so unique. I don't think that you need a necessarily designated point guard. However, when you do get D'Anthony Melton back, that gives you more ball handling, more backcourt help. And same thing when Pod starts to get more minutes. I think you've got enough playmaking to go around.
I'm with you completely. And I think if you actually think about the Warrior process in general, Steve Kerr's offense, the way that they've always run this thing, I don't really want to designate people so much.
Right.
And I like my larger question to someone like John, and I get it, like, be a fan of whoever you want on this team, but why so worried about who gets what and them getting theirs and who's cooking and who's not and all that? I know you want Jonathan to be happy. I know you want Jonathan to grow. Those things are great. The way the Warrior offense works is that it is beautiful ball movement, and it finds energy, and it finds openness, and all of that. But at the end of the day, it has to run through Steph and Jimmy. They are Hall of Fame players. They are as scary in the NBA as any twosome that's out there, and you cannot at any point move on from that too early in the interest of somebody else's growth, in my opinion.
Well, and why would you? You've got the best shooter in history, and you've got one of the best ISO players in the game today. So when Steph and Jimmy are both in there, what's the defense going to do? You got to give a lot of attention to Steph, the gravity we all talk about, and then Jimmy's going to have more room to cook. And similarly, when Jimmy gets the ball, you can't all of a sudden double him because the Warriors are so good at ball movement. The ball is going to find either Steph or Al Horford, who's now a stretch five who can shoot it. Quentin Post can shoot it. Kuminga with a great start to his year from three. So having those two out there gives the defense a ton of problems in how you're going to cover it.
Engagement is everything on the court and in life. Vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page before every game. Presented by Shane Coe, your friend and jeweler. We asked earlier, who will score the most points in tonight's game? Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, Nikola Jokic, or someone else? The results, dibs, are in. And at 51%, this will shock you, Steph Curry. Steph Curry is the answer from our fan base. Nikola Jokic comes in second place at 33%. Jimmy Butler grabs 12% of the voting audience. And the whole always popular other comes in at 4%.
I mean, if you picked another, who would you pick to be that other? Kuminga!
No, probably Jamal Murray.
Could be. That's fair.
Sorry to burst your bubble, but
I'm doing my Kevin Dana. I'm trying to get ramped up for
Aaron
Kevin
Gordon.
Dana. Kuminga!
Totally. We got a lot of evil laughs on this show, man. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Still at Splash. Still getting ready. Warriors Live 20 minutes away. This is Willard and Dibs.
What's going on around him is a couple of the executives from ATCO Pest Control in the building. And we got a chance to talk about what's bugging you on Friday. And also, we were joking around about the rodent of the month and how Steiny fights his way through the reed. This week, it's the gopher. You got gopher problems?
Gopher?
Yeah. So, a lot of people in here, a lot of the cognoscenti, some of the who's who getting ready for the home opener.
Yeah, opening night, man. What a week. What a week to look at all of this. Warriors are 1-0. Nikola Jokic is in town. Giants have their new manager. It's definitely outside the box. The Niners have lost all of their players, but they're 5-2, and they head on the road to Houston coming up in a few hours. Thursday night football is underway. Man,
the pick is in.
Pig and slop. Pig and slop right now.
And we always do this like, what's the best month for sports? Blah, blah, blah. October, quietly, that's a nice case that they can make.
Well, it just comes, it's relentless.
Yep.
It's just coming at you, and it does not take many nights off. And to me, that's what I love. Like, a lot of times, sports for me, you know what I mean? Like, we've talked, I thought, a really interesting conversation off the top of the show with regard to how much of your sports content that you view is related in some way to gambling or gaming or whatever. For me also, a lot of times, like, it's comfort. It's background noise. You know what I mean? Like, we talk about how we take in Giants games or whatever, and I don't know too many people that lock in for 162 baseball games.
Sam Loveman.
But yeah, there are people. there are some crazies out there. But like for me, it's just something that feels better when it's on. I just want it on there in the background. I don't know. Maybe it's an anxiety thing for me. But like I feel at my most comfortable when that game is just on in the background.
Yeah.
And yeah, sometimes if I want to lock in on it, I will throw a couple somethings on it or whatever or make that phone call. But anyway, that's why, this month for me is right up there.
Baseball for me is, it's just comfort food. It's always there, and you know what you're going to get. It's just a solid meal. Football is more like going out to eat at the fancy restaurant. You do it maybe once a week, and the meal's usually good. Sometimes it's not, but it's a thing. Like, we're going out tonight. We're going to fill-in-the-blank restaurant. And then this basketball team that we have here, it's like 82 times a year. You got to watch it. Like, you have to watch this team because you've got Steph Curry, and you're not always going to have Steph. And you add in Jimmy, the Jimmy buddy thing that they've got going. Draymond is a volatile player. You never know what that might be. And now with Kuminga, is Kuminga going to cook again tonight? Is he going to rebound again tonight? JK, if he starts stacking performances like that, the whole idea about the trade deadline, it no longer is going to be a thing.
Well, I tell you what, we spoke to Mark Spears about that. I'm going to suggest one more time that you go check that out if you missed it, because I thought it was a very, very deep conversation. And Mark spent some time with Jonathan just a few weeks ago, and I thought passed along some things that were kind of new and fresh and that a lot of people don't know about the perspective of this whole thing. And the follow-up was, hey, where's the organization in all this? And his answer was day-to-day. So, yeah, today, off of Tuesday night, is a good day for the idea of maybe Jonathan Kuminga doesn't need to go anywhere. But as we all know, that's going to be a night-to-night thing, and it may feel very different tomorrow, or it may feel even better.
Yeah.
Because if he can start, as you said, if he can start stacking these things, I have definitely come to a spot where I look back on one of my takes from the summer, and I now don't necessarily agree with myself anymore, which is there. I'm not saying it's done, but right. there is an opening to the idea of Jonathan still being a Warrior for the better part of his career. It may still be a small opening, yeah, but I believe that it's there.
Yeah, and the whole idea of will it work? Well, it can work, and we saw the small sample of it actually working. And the other thing I was thinking about is if you wanted to acquire something at the deadline, you'd be looking to acquire somebody who gets you about 16 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists, which is what he had. So if he is that, then maybe that's what you acquired. And you always do this, and I like the way you frame it. Like, the 49ers are going to acquire a starting quarterback and a starting receiver, yep, or two. When these guys get healthy, you're going to acquire these players, and maybe the Warriors already acquired the wing that they so badly have coveted.
Well, you keep an eye on this for tomorrow night, because we're not going to know, I don't think, until maybe right before you and I get off the air. But I can already see a trigger point kind of being out there. Maybe it's matchup dependent. I don't know. But Jonathan's going to do whatever he does tonight. And then tomorrow, Moses Moody might be ready. And does Moses just grab his spot in the starting rotation immediately? And how does that feel to Warrior fans based on how Jonathan did or did not do in this game tonight?
And how does Jonathan feel about it?
Sure.
Like, would he, even if the minutes are still around 25, and last night, or Tuesday night rather, was different because
33, yeah.
Yeah, he played a ton, and the rotation is a little shorter because they don't have Melton, and they won't for a month, and they didn't have Moody, etc. But when everyone's healthy, if JK's on the bench, and he's getting 22, 23 minutes a night, how's he going to feel then? Because his agent told us, hey, when you play him, he rebounds. And so far through one game, Aaron Turner's right. They played him and he rebounded. And if he goes down to 23 minutes, does he lose his luster for doing the little things? That's to be determined.
Yep. I mean, again, good start the other night for the idea that maybe while we were all yelling at one another about what was supposed to happen this summer, maybe these guys were actually all successfully getting on the same page.
Right.
Maybe.
Right.
It's one game.
It is.
It's one game, but I'm actually more focused on what I'm hearing people say. I'm hearing Steve Kerr is telling us that they've had good conversations. Draymond is pointing out the things that he did on the court. Jimmy is telling everybody, y'all, I took him under my wing, and he's right here. He is living and breathing what I'm telling him. Like, you take all those words and then flash what we saw for the better part of the game the other night, man, it's hard not to start to think that maybe something has happened that we didn't really know about yet.
And Mark Spears, who joined us earlier, telling the story about how all of the guys told Jonathan, we got you.
Yep.
Like, we know what you're going through with the contract. We got you. Go through it. When you're done, we're going to be here. The OGs understand what it's all about. They need his youthful exuberance. They need him to play like he did on Tuesday. And ultimately, they're going to need his minutes and Moses and Pods and all the rest of the young guys throughout the year.
Y'all know damn well what's coming up next.
Oh,
it's Warriors Live with Mark Grandy right here on the scene. It is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Before we get out of here, a bunch of thank yous to send out. Obviously, to our hosts here at Splash,
yep,
who have put on another wonderful party. This beautiful place with all of its TVs, its food, its drink, and its vibe. You've got to come check it out. Want to thank James Kincaid with the Warriors for everything he does to set these up. Tim right here with us. These things don't happen without you, Tim Jordan. Everybody back at the studio. Appreciate that. Lucas here on the scene. Mark Grandy also. Double duty. He's going to host the show. He was back at the studio. Steven, you too, doing great work back there. So we appreciate all of that. And now we get ready for the Warriors schedule, at least on the home front, that starts here in an hour. You want to do it again tomorrow?
Yes, I can't wait.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Back at the home front.
Yes, sir.
All right, there it is. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, for Steven, for Tim, for Splash, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.